Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or a topic of interest you'd like to discuss with us, give us a call right now, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Well, friends, it's a special day at Basic Gospel. Not only is it the first day of February, it's the first day with our brand new affiliate WMUZ in Detroit. And indeed, we welcome those of you listening on AM 1200, the Salt of Detroit. It's great for us to be back in your hometown, and we're glad you're with us, and we're glad to be with you, because it's Basic Gospel, and Bob Christopher would like to welcome you as well.
We do want to welcome our Detroit listeners. It's exciting. As you said, it's an exciting day for us. And we have a special offer to our brand new audience, to the first three callers on our program today. We'll send a signed copy of my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace.
That's worth it.
We
want
to get to know you. We want to be involved in you. And what we want to do each and every day here on this broadcast, and what we do each and every day on this broadcast, is talk about the big ideas of the gospel. And what they mean to us in a day-to-day basis. One of the biggest ideas of the gospel is the fact when Jesus died, he ushered in a brand new covenant.
Right.
And it's new, it's better, it's so much different, more different than that old covenant that God established with the people of Israel. And it's in this new covenant that we live today. Paul talks about that in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And he says this, who has made us, and this is Paul talking, has made us competent to be ministers of a new covenant. So when Paul went about to all of those various cities on his missionary journeys, he was a minister of the new covenant. And he gives us a reason for that. The reason for that is that the letter kills, that old covenant kills, but the Spirit gives life. So that old covenant was about the letter of the law. This new covenant is about the Spirit of God. The letter of the law judged, condemned, killed. This Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, gives us life. And that's really why Jesus came, so that we might have life. And so once we get that big idea formulated in our mind and established in our hearts, this Christian life really starts to make sense. So we're going to be talking about the new covenant. You'll hear us talk about that time and time again, and what that means to us. And one of the great promises of the new covenant is this, that God remembers our sins no more, and where these have been forgiven, there's no longer any sacrifice for sin. So in this new covenant, we have total forgiveness of sins, and we can have confidence before God and our relationship with him.
Yeah.
So welcome, Detroit. We're glad you're here. As we said, for the first three callers to the broadcast today from the Detroit listening area, we have a special gift for you. We want you to ask a question, and then we'll get the information and send you this gift so that we can get to know you, you can get to know us. And the number to call is available right now at 844-322-2742. That's 844-322-2742.
Well, once again, it is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us, friends. As Bob said, give us a call, 844-322-2742. If you live in the Detroit area listening on WMUZ, well, you give us a call. We have a special gift for you.
Yes, indeed. Well, in the meantime, let's go down to Temple, Texas, and talk to Duran. Hi, Duran.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I've been listening to more of your heart passages and sermons, and one of the things you was talking about that I never heard about was the, I think it was in Hebrews, where it says, we were once enlightened, they tasted the heavenly gift and shared in the Holy Spirit. Now, when I was lost, and I took that as the, you know, losing salvation, I didn't know any better. But when I got saved and understand the truth about the gospel, I thought that was talking to people have, you know, somebody like Judas who have, you know, tasted they heard the message, but they really never really were converted. That's why I have been thinking about. But then I listened to your sermon a couple of days ago, and I looked at the context. He seems like he was talking to the saved Jews, I believe, but and I heard you say it is impossible to be born again or something like that. Or something like that you said.
Yeah, Deron, this whole book of Hebrews, and it's an exciting book. It really, really is powerful. But all through it, there's warnings. And the warnings were to kind of the fence sitters. And he's saying, hey, don't shrink back. I mean, you've heard this good news. You've recognized what it is. Don't let your eye and your mind wander back to the things of the old, the sacrificial system and all of that. Don't let your hope be pinned or continue to be pinned in that old covenant. Let go of that and grab hold of Jesus and all that he's brought to you in the new covenant. And so that's kind of the foundational theme that runs through this. Why? Because Jesus is superior. The covenant that he ushered in is superior. And all the promises in this new covenant are superior to the promises of the old. So don't drift back. Don't shrink back. Stay the course. You know, keep moving forward in Christ. That's what this book is all about. And so Hebrews 6 is just another one of those warnings. So it's not saying that you can lose your salvation, that you can come to Christ, that you can be born again, and then you can be unborn again. That's an impossibility. Right. Once you're born again, you are new in Christ. Christ lives in you, and that's a forever thing. That's a forever reality. You are one spirit with the Lord at that moment. So he's just saying here, therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. So if you've repented and you have turned away from your dead works and you now are living by faith in God through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you can't go back and lay that foundation of repentance again. That's an impossible thing. Right. What repentance would you offer that is more valuable than that one? Turning away from dead works toward God in the person of Jesus Christ. There's no other foundation of repentance that matches that. So it's almost a hypothetical. He's saying that if you could fall away, then you know there's nothing left. There's no other repentance. But I think better things of you. So continue to move forward in salvation. So that's the encouragement. So this isn't a passage that is to bring fear in a person's life. Once you're saved, you're saved. And that truth is communicated time and time and time again in this book of Hebrews. So we have to rest in that truth. And since we're saved, let's continue to grow in our relationship with the Lord.
Okay, so it just seemed like they even though they were saved, they just wasn't walking in the truth. That's why Paul was telling them that you still need milk, you don't need solid food, you still need the basic teachings of his death, burial, and resurrection.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's
start
why
walking in that truth.
And that's why he says, let's go on to maturity. You're in. Christ is in you. You have everything you need for life and godliness. I mean, the message is clear. Christ is alive. Let's grow in that understanding. Let's go on to maturity. And that's
okay.
The encouragement.
Okay, I got you. I just never heard it like that. I never looked at the context like that. But now, because I'm about to teach on that too, and so I just need a clarification. I got it.
Well, good deal. Hey, thanks for your call, Daron. We appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. Well, we have open lines for you right now at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. And if you're listening in the Detroit area, as Bob said, we have a special gift for you, his book, a signed copy of his book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, for those of you who are among the first three to call from the Detroit area. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. And friends, if you want to grow as a believer, if you want your Christian life to be abundant and full, you need to get established. Established in the truth. Well, that's the title of a brand new CD by Bob Christopher, Established in Truth. And since he's sitting right here with me right now, let's get Bob to tell us what this message is all about.
Well, Established in Truth. You know, if we're going to grow in Christ, we need to first be established in Christ. Yeah. And Paul talks about that in his letter to the Colossians, the need to be established in Jesus Christ, have our roots growing deep so that we can understand what this new way of life is. I mean, we have been rescued from the domain of darkness. We have been placed into God's marvelous light. And learning how to live as children of light takes some time. And so we need to get established in this gospel of Jesus Christ. And as we do, then we can learn to grow in grace and in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, so many people ignore kind of this aspect of the Christian life. You know, we hear the gospel, we accept, we receive, and then we're just ready to go and tackle the world. And then we get all, you know, messed up in our thinking, and the temptations of the world start messing with us and all of those sort of things. And the reason is we haven't spent enough time really getting established in the faith. Yeah. So this is an encouragement to help you get established in your walk with Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful series. We want to put it in your hands.
Yeah, it's on CD, and it's called, us again, Established in Truth. It's our gift back to you when you donate to keep Basic Gospel on the air and online every day. And to make your gift and receive your copy, just click donate at basicgospel.net, or you can phone your gift to 844-322-2742. Again, that number, 844-322-2742, or donate online at basicgospel.net.
Thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Dallas and talk to Samuel, listening to us on The Word. Hi, Samuel.
Hello.
Welcome, my
How
friend.
How are you? God bless you. Yes, thank you.
What's on your mind today?
Oh, well, I just cut the tail end of the last caller speaking about Hebrews and the losing of salvation, no longer being able to, there no longer remains a sacrifice when intentional sin is done. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, in relation to that, I had a question that's been on my mind for quite some time regarding the book of Revelation and the blotting out of the name.
Yes.
When Jesus said, I will blot your name out of the book of life.
Well, he doesn't actually say that. So here's what the verse reads. It's Revelation 3. Starting in verse 8, the one who conquers will be clothed thus in white garments. And so this is his message to the church in Sardis. And he says, and I will never blot his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So the promise is your name will never be blotted out of the Lamb's book of life. So once you have received Jesus Christ, you have received his life. His life is an indestructible life. He has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And we have this great promise in the book of Colossians that says, when Christ, who is our life, appears, we will appear with him in glory. So that is the assurance, the security of the believer, the very life of Jesus Christ in us. And so what that means is that our names will never be blotted out of the book of life. Once we've received life, I mean, that life is eternal.
Okay, well, that sounds great. I was just recently born again, like genuinely.
Great.
To where I put my faith in Christ for my salvation. and I've been doing a lot of studying, and Revelation is kind of confusing and kind of a deep book, a little bit deeper for me to understand than the other books that I've been reading as far as the Gospels and what Paul wrote.
Well, Samuel, let me tell you, that book is can be confusing for new believers, seasoned believers, and folks that have been in the Lord for a long, long, long time.
I can see that.
Yeah, but one thing about the book of Revelation is this. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. So we see,
sure.
We see in the New Testament, we see his life, we see his birth, we see his life, then we see his death, we see his burial, we see his resurrection. There at the beginning of the book of Acts, we see his ascension into heaven, where he's seated at the right hand of God. And the book of Revelation gives us a peek into that exalted position of Jesus Christ. We get to see him in that role as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And throughout the book of Revelation, he gives us this security, this assurance that once we belong to Christ, we are marked out as his forever. And so we're saved from the wrath to come. There's absolutely nothing for us to fear. And so we have to recognize that the victory that he won through death, burial, and resurrection is now our victory. And we're going to be with him forever. So that's really the encouragement of the book of Revelation. And once you kind of look at it through that lens, it really starts to make some sense to you.
Yes, I understand. Due to what I've heard about repentance, I have been repenting, and God has delivered me since I've been born again and totally transformed my mind in such a way to where I'm on the right path. Now, there are moments where I accidentally kick the dog, if you understand my...
I do. I do.
You know, I kind of, in emotional distress, sin, knowing that I shouldn't, or even by accident sin, or it happened so quick, I said something I shouldn't have said, dishonest, or a cuss word. And, you know, I hear these preachers, and I hear all these different messages saying that if you do that, then you're not really saved to begin with.
And well, they don't really know.
Yeah,
they don't really know what they're talking about. I mean,
no.
I haven't yet met a Christian that doesn't continue to sin. I mean, we live in this world. We live in a body where flesh and sin are there, and so we're going to be in this battle between the spirit and the flesh. But here's the good news: we don't have to give in to the flesh. We can walk in the spirit. And as we walk in the Spirit, we will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So you keep your eyes on Jesus. This isn't, Samuel, this Christian life isn't about trying to eliminate every single sin in your life. It is about walking in faith in Jesus. And as you walk by faith in Jesus, then the power of his life will push those things out. So keep your eyes on him. He'll do the heavy lifting for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense, and that's what I'm doing. I just
well,
let me, clear being new to this.
Yeah. Well, let me do this for you, Samuel. I cover a lot of what you're talking about in my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. I would love to put a copy in your hands. It talks a lot about repentance. It talks about what actually happened the moment you were saved. You know, we see it from our perspective. You know, I heard the message, I prayed a prayer, so, you know, this was my situation. In this book, I kind of take a heaven side and say, here's what happened from God's perspective. Here's exactly the things that he did as laid out in the Word of God. So I'd love to put that in your hands and for you to read it and then get back with us, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
You hold on, Samuel. We'll get that to you. And thanks for your call, my friend. And keep.
I appreciate your help. Thank you very much. God bless you, brother.
You keep your eyes on Christ, okay? Hang on.
Yeah. Once again, for our new listeners in Detroit, if you're listening on WMUZ, 1200 AM, the Assault of Detroit, why, you're listening to a brand new program on the station that's called Basic Gospel, Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. My name is Bob Davis. Now, Richard is not with us today. He is recovering from some elective surgery, but the three of us usually are here, and we'd like for you to be a part of the broadcast. And we know sometimes as a new program, you're kind of reluctant to call, but right now, if you'd like to call and just say hello and let us know that you're listening, we'd be glad to send you a copy of Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, if you're one of the first three to give us a call, and he'll sign it for you as well. So yes. Call 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you, as we did from Peggy overnight.
My name is Peggy, and I like to ask a question when it comes to husband and wives. I know that Christ is supposed to be the head and your husband, then the wife, and then your children, and so on. My thing is, you know, what if you have one that wants to do something, and it, you being the wife, and the husband's not into it like the wife is? I mean, are you supposed to just go ahead and do it? Or if your husband gets mad at you, I mean, it's kind of hard to explain over the phone or anything, but, you know, I love the Lord with all my heart, and I want to do things, and but sometimes I felt like I'm held back because he's not into it like I am. And I know, you know, I know he cares, and I know he loves the Lord, but, you know, we're not members of churches and everything, but I want to be a member of a church, you know, and I want to live for the Lord. I want to do. Would you please help me out on something? And, you know, because I don't want, you know, to disobey God, and, you know, and I don't want to, you know, my husband's supposed to be the head of the household. I mean, please help me. I just don't know what to do. Thank you.
Good question.
That is a good question. And Peggy, thank you so much. And we certainly sense kind of the restlessness there, and the fact that you really want to be involved in a church, want to be involved in a community. And I think that's just natural for a believer. I mean, when we come to Christ, we're added to the body, we're added to the church. So we're members of Christ. And so it's just natural on a spiritual level to want to connect to other fellow believers and be encouraged to, you know, share kind of life's journeys with. And being married, you want to do that first and foremost with your husband or with your wife if the shoe was on the other foot. So Peggy, we sense that, and we hear your heart on that. And I would just talk with him and say, hey, this is my desire. I want to be involved, and I want you to be involved with me. But I do want to be involved in a church. And I think as you have that discussion, then I think you can come to some sense of agreement there. And that's what you want to be on the same page. Maybe he's not going to participate with you at this moment. But as you do, then maybe he's going to see something and start to want to. So if he's okay, I think that's a positive thing. But the idea of submission, we're supposed to be submissive one to another. That's just what God has called us to. And so that's the groundwork. That's the foundation. And so in the marriage relationship, the wife being submissive, that's a way to show love to your husband. You're called to love that one man in a way that you will never love any other person. And so submission is a way of showing respect. That's what your husband is desiring. And so ask the Lord to show you ways that you can show your husband respect through that humble attitude. And I think you will see some great things come out of that.
Yeah.
But Peggy, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it.
We definitely do. Well, friends, we talked about it all last month, that if you don't have the basics down right, you'll find yourself standing on shifting ground. And this month, we're underscoring that theme with a new CD by Bob Christopher called Established in Truth. The purpose of this new CD message is to point you to the truth and to encourage you to grow as a believer and to be established in a full and abundant life in Christ Jesus. Established in Truth is our gift back to you when you donate this month to help Basic Gospel stay on the air and online. And to make your gift and receive your copy of Established in Truth, just click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or donate online at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, and all the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to join us again tomorrow for that excellent study in Hebrews. It's been great. We hope you'll participate with us tomorrow at this very same time on Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.